Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Teaching Word Recognition Effective Strategies for Students with Learning Difficulties, second edition by Rolanda E. O'Connor is a practitioner-focused professional resource that connects reading research to classroom instruction. Published by Guilford Press in 2014, the book targets a central challenge in literacy intervention, helping students with learning difficulties build accurate and efficient word reading so they can access grade level. O'Connor organizes instruction around the developmental path readers typically follow, moving from establishing letter sound knowledge to decoding and blending, building a bank of known words, and increasing fluency. The emphasis is on explicit systematic teaching that is practical to deliver in real classrooms. The second edition updates the research base and strengthens links between word recognition and broader outcomes like vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension. It also adds focused attention to morphological instruction and to the needs of English language learners. Reproducible assessment tools and word lists support instruction and progress monitoring. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, linking research on word reading to step-by-step instruction. A defining contribution of the book is how it translates the research base on word recognition into clear instructional moves teachers can use. Rather than treating word reading as a single skill, O'Connor frames it as a set of teachable competencies that develop over time and that must be taught explicitly for many struggling readers. The guidance is deliberately practical. The reader is shown what to teach, why it matters, and how to deliver instruction in a structured way. This includes attention to instructional sequences, modeling, guided practice, and opportunities for cumulative review so students do not lose ground as new elements are introduced. The book also keeps the focus on students with learning difficulties, so it emphasizes careful pacing and sufficient practice to build accuracy before pushing for speed. By organizing content around developmental stages, the text helps educators diagnose where students are breaking down and select instruction that matches the student's current needs. This research to practice orientation makes the book usable for classroom teachers, reading specialists, and special educators who need concrete routines rather than broad theory. Secondly, teaching letter sound knowledge and decoding and blending. The early chapters focus on foundational word recognition skills that often require direct intervention for students with reading difficulties. Instruction begins with strengthening letter sound pairings and ensuring students can reliably connect print to speech sounds. From there, the book highlights decoding as the process of blending letter sounds to produce pronunciations of written words, a skill that is essential for reading unfamiliar words. The instructional recommendations emphasize explicit teaching and systematic practice with blending, so students learn to use sound symbol knowledge as a problem-solving tool rather than guessing from context. The book also distinguishes between effortful decoding and automatic word recognition, underscoring that decoding is a gateway skill that supports the later development of fast, accurate word reading. For educators, the value lies in the practical techniques and activities designed to build these skills while minimizing confusion. Especially for learners who need many opportunities to respond and receive feedback, the text supports a structured approach that can be used in primary grades and adapted for older students who still need instruction in core decoding processes. Thirdly, building a dependable store of known words, including sight words, a major instructional hurdle for struggling readers is moving from slow, effortful word reading to more immediate recognition of common words and connected text. The book addresses this transition by focusing on how students develop a growing set of words they can read accurately without extensive decoding each time. It provides guidance for teaching high utility words and for strengthening the orthographic and phonological connections that help words become familiar through successful practice. Importantly, this work is presented as complementary to decoding rather than a substitute for it. Students with learning difficulties often need carefully designed practice that integrates sound-based strategies with repeated accurate reading so that word forms become stable and accessible. The book also helps educators think about the kinds of errors students make, such as confusions between similar letter patterns, and how instruction can prevent these patterns from becoming entrenched, by treating known word learning as an outcome of strong instruction and practice. The book supports a balanced approach. Students keep learning to decode new words while also building an efficient word bank that reduces cognitive load during reading. Fourthly, addressing multisyllabic words through patterns and morphology. As students progress, many reading failures emerge around longer words, especially in upper elementary grades and beyond. The book provides guidance for teaching multisyllabic word reading in ways that are systematic and manageable for students with learning difficulties. It emphasizes helping students use consistent strategies to break words into workable parts and to connect those parts back to pronunciation. The second edition adds expanded attention to morphological instruction, supporting the idea that meaningful word parts such as prefixes, suffixes, and bases can strengthen word recognition while also supporting vocabulary growth. For struggling readers, morphology offers additional hooks for remembering and decoding words that may not be fully transparent from letter-sound correspondences alone. The instructional focus remains practical. Educators are encouraged to teach patterns explicitly and to provide repeated supported opportunities to apply strategies to real reading. Tasks. This topic is especially important for older struggling readers who may have basic decoding skills but continue to stall when text demands shift toward academic vocabulary and complex word forms. Lastly, developing fluency and connecting word recognition to comprehension and ELL needs, the book treats fluency as more than speed, positioning it as accurate, efficient word reading that supports attention to meaning. It connects improved word recognition to downstream outcomes such as better comprehension. Since students who do not labor over words can devote more cognitive resources to understanding text, the second edition also highlights relationships between word recognition and vocabulary development, reinforcing that word-level instruction can contribute to broader language growth when implemented thoughtfully. Another important update is direct attention to English language learners. Students learning English may face additional challenges, including differences in phonology, unfamiliar vocabulary, and reduced exposure to print in English. The book provides guidance for teaching word recognition in ways that remain explicit and structured while also being sensitive to language learning needs. Throughout, assessment and progress monitoring are supported by reproducible tools and word lists, allowing educators to check whether instruction is producing measurable gains in accuracy and automaticity. The inclusion of Try This activities at chapter ends strengthens the book's role in professional learning and collaborative problem solving among teachers. In conclusion, this book is best suited for educators who need a dependable, evidence-based roadmap for strengthening word recognition in students with learning difficulties. Special education teachers, reading specialists, interventionists, and general classroom teachers in the primary grades will find the structured sequence especially useful, and the guidance for older struggling readers helps extend its value beyond early literacy. The practical benefits are clear. Teachers get concrete ways to teach letter sound knowledge, decoding and blending, known word growth, multisyllabic word reading, and fluency, along with tools to assess skills and monitor progress. Because the strategies are grounded in research yet written for classroom use, the book supports both immediate instructional planning and longer-term program consistency. It stands out in the literacy intervention category by pairing a developmental framework with specific instructional routines and by updating key areas that reflect current classroom realities, including morphological instruction and teaching English language learners. The Try This activities also give the text a strong professional development angle, making it usable for study groups and coaching cycles. For educators seeking a research-aligned approach that remains highly actionable, O'Connor's book offers an unusually balanced blend of clarity, structure, and usability. If you would like to support Rolanda E. Owner 339, Connor PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.